following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God! We are ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully high.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
I hate him!
You told me to sparkle!
Some bullshit, yo!
I wanted to package with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah. I can only eat so much poop.
I'm tired of watching crap.
I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm down, the bread or sad, I turn to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Take that, motherfucker.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Zone. Incomplete! No flags on the play! Incomplete! Ray Lewis and the defense deliver and stop the 49ers at the 5!
Field by Ginn at the 18. Clock begins. 3 seconds left. 2. Ginn to the 40. Time has expired. Ginn is tackled! And the Hayes in the barn! The Baltimore Ravens are Super Bowl champions!
Woo! Let's bust out the crowd gates! Let's feast!
Oh, let's feast, John.
The hay is in the barn, Tom. I thought you won something more than that.
Right?
Congratulations, boys. You win a whole barn full of hay.
Yeah. Well, you had the Ravens score correct. You said, what, 34-20 they were going to win.
34-20. Yeah, yeah.
And, you got the 34. Ended up, looked like it was going to be a worse blowout than that.
Well, you know, and then, of course, it was going to be a big blowout, Tom, but then the powers that be decided they needed to make a game better. So pick any one of your culprits there, and any one of them could have caused that power outage.
Oh, the conspiracies abound out there.
I'm telling you, Tom, with Beyonce flashing Illuminati signs and then a mysterious power outage like that and then a tattooed idiot like Colin Kaepernick getting back in the game, there's got to be something up.
We're going to get into all that. I am Tom. He is John. Where are we, Tilliard?
Hey, what's up? This is John Tilliard, and you are listening to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, number 221. Did you know that Andy Reid is a light eater? As soon as it's light, he eats.
That's true.
Jesus Christ, I've moved into the Midwest. It gets light an hour later.
Light goes out, and he eats, too, I think, so.
I know.
My pre-light meal has got to come an hour later.
So anyway, yeah, the conspiracy theorists speak up. Another kid cries. Hugh Douglas has quite the message out there.
I like that they do that, you know? Yeah. Well, let us know what really goes on.
No gays on the 49ers team, John.
That's not what I've heard.
Uh-huh. let's check these final gridiron standings from the gridiron playoff challenge here. And look there. First place, the winner this year of a John Toenail.
Tilliard.
The Tilliards.
The Tilliards.
How about that?
How about that? Well, what do you know, man? Mr. Tilliard, it must be the year of the Tilliard 2013, because that is a good omen to start it off right there. I think that is our buddy Ben Boyce has won.
Yes, that is correct. That is Ben Boyce.
Ben's been around a long time for us.
In second place, speaking of the light eater, Andy Reid's KFC Chiefs. Third place is Chaz Bono Hot Dog. Tied for fourth, Dick's Speech Therapist and Sandusky's Pumpkin Patch.
Sandusky's Pumpkin Patch is a disgusting name, but Dick's Speech Therapist is my son. I'd like to go ahead and give him a shout-out for coming in fourth. But holy crap, this kid watches this freaking game as tough as he watches the Super Bowl, man. While the game is on, he's got his computer on, and every play, he's got an update check. Let me see, make sure that got, did that get me a quarter of a point? Oh, God, I'm close to fourth place.
I don't know how I ended up in 21st. I thought I'd be in worse shape than that because I only had some 49ers players there. We did have Tar Heels Dashiki, who was doing great. He had broke 100. He had broke 100 the first 3 weeks, then got a big fat zero. So he had no winners in the he had no players in that final game.
Tar Heels Dashiki picked the motherfucking damn wrong damn motherfucking damn team. Of course, my strategy completely failed.
Yeah, you finished in 48th place. So.
Hey, 48 out of how many? What, 50?
Not bad. A little over 50, yeah.
Hey, I didn't come in last. I'm all right with that.
No.
But, you know, like I was trying to tell Dick's speech therapist there while he was telling me all about him being in fourth, I'm out. I don't care. Shut up and change the channel.
ESPN Stooge Marathon scored 8 points, which means they did have, like, they must have had, like, I don't know, the kicker or something in the game. I don't know.
Yeah, really. What is that? I guess Akers missed a field goal, so he was probably going crazy there.
I had
49ers and Patriots for the final game. I don't even know.
Yeah, I did too.
I might have had Ray Rice, and he fumbled and got benched.
That's what I had.
That's the way I took that. When Ray Rice fumbled, then he didn't come in the next play. I thought, damn, they benched his ass. They benched Ray Rice.
Yeah, how do you do that?
It didn't work. He came back in.
All right. We have to hear from Ray.
It's simple. When God is for you, who can be against you? It's no greater way as a champ to go out on your last ride with the men that I went out with my teammates, and you looked around this stadium, and Baltimore, we coming home, baby! We did it!
When God is for you, John, when God is for you.
Nothing can stand against you, Tom!
God is absolutely amazing!
He's the amazing God! He is the incredible God! And he bought my jersey, so I knew he was for me. Nothing, no weapon can stand against us when God is wearing my jersey!
Right.
They wouldn't let me dance before the game, Tom. They wouldn't let me do my God is amazing, look at my dick dance! They was afraid I would eat the artificial turf.
Terrell Suggs basically had his middle finger up to everybody.
We've been through everything as a team. We lost three in a row, and all y'all counted us out. We know all you did. We know you had them picked. Broncos, Patriots, Texans. None of y'all had them Ravens in this game, let alone winning it. Baltimore City.
Excuse me.
Charm City. World champions, baby.
Charm City. Baltimore? Me, Charm City?
Yeah, that's its nickname, isn't it? Charm City, hon. You know what? I'm sorry. It's too early in the morning for me to get my accents on. My mouth isn't working right now. This is unusual for me to be doing this in the morning.
Yeah, we don't usually record early in the morning like this.
No, they got me out of the coffin early in the morning, man. I don't know what to do here. I'm all freaking...
Oh, me too. And I was out fairly late last night, and for those of you who might be listening in Germany, or for our... you know, the folks listening who maybe were into some 80s metal, I saw Doro Pesch last night. She played here at a small club, and she used to sing for a band called Warlock.
She's not selling out the horseshoe?
And she's 50 years old. She rocked her ass off. I was impressed.
guess she has to. She's 50 years old and still on the road trying to make money, man. That's a hard life. That is a hard fucking life. If she's still doing it, she better rock hard.
Well, she did, and she got $20 a ticket, and so she is definitely making some money. And man, she had a blast. You know, I the one thing was always funny to me was the German metal, the hey, 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 hey. Every song, they're doing that. Hey, hey, well, you know, getting the crowd to say hey. Hay is in the barn.
It's easy to write.
This song called the Hay and is in the barn. Hey! It goes out to Ray Lewis and the Ravens.
My ears are ringing. They were very loud, but man, she rocked. I was impressed.
I guess she did. But she didn't have God on her side, talk.
No.
Ray had God on his side.
No, she didn't. And neither did this kid who was a fan of the 49ers, man. He wished he had God on his side. He's very upset.
Why should the 49ers won?
Penalty.
There was a penalty. It should have been a penalty.
What should have been a penalty?
The holding.
Where?
On the touchdown line.
What touchdown one?
Last one.
Why? Why do you think it was a penalty?
Because he was holding him clear.
He was holding him clear. You know, I didn't realize they start this young, and obviously the kid's dad is not teaching him that it was a penalty, so where's he learning this?
Well, because he listens to his dad screaming about the penalty. You can bet that right now while the kid is crying and the dad is thinking about all his YouTube fame that's to come, he's forgotten all about all the words that he was screaming when that dude was holding in the end zone.
Ah, okay. Yeah, probably.
See,
he
that's
was.
The thing. And, you know, we say every year about how awful these parents are. This poor kid is he is trapped in a freaking car seat. They have tied him down. He is stuck in the back of the car trying to hide his face with his hood because his father's got that light right in his face. Come on, tell me. Cry, kid, cry!
It should have been a penalty!
We hear that plenty enough. You know what? What do you think? Was it a penalty?
You know, I went back and watched it after we got this audio, and I knew we were going to play this. I had to make sure, so I went back to the game, and I was watching, and, you know, really? No, not so much.
No, I don't think so either. No. You know what? Here's the thing. It's a ticky-tack call either way. If they call it, it's a ticky-tack. What, are you kidding me?
Right.
And if they don't call it, it's a ticky-tack. What, are you kidding me?
Right.
So, considering that the entire game the referees had decided to let them play, which is what all of us football fans always say.
Well,
I can't stand it. We do.
I know that, but as far as the whole game, I thought there were an awful lot of calls did go against the 49ers throughout the game.
Go against the 49ers? Yes. We'll see, all the Ravens fans seem to think they were going against the Ravens. But look, I don't think that any referees had any objectives in the game. You know, this is a crew that the head referee, I can't remember his name, but he's known for calling fewer penalties than anybody.
Well, I mean, while I say that it seemed like more calls went against the 49ers, I don't necessarily think they were bad calls. You know what I mean?
No, but, you know, here's the thing. They were letting them decide it on the field, which is fine with me, and they were not calling things that are called all year long. I mean, dude, you know why the 49ers got out of the read option? Because every time they ran it, Terrell Suggs clobbered Kaepernick. He'd hand off the ball, and I mean, me and Max are watching this laughing like hell, because he would just beeline straight for Kaepernick, and I mean, punch him, just deck him. And it's like, in the regular season, that's a 15-yard penalty all day long, every day. I'm watching Joe Flacco get nailed out of bounds. I mean, thrown 20 yards out of bounds.
Right.
No flags.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that final call, here's my thing. Bad call or no call, it's either way. Nobody's talking about the play call, which was fucking horrible. What the hell are you doing? Fourth and Super Bowl calling a fade.
I know.
Me?
I know. I hate that play anyway. You know, unless it's first down and you're throwing to Calvin or Andre Johnson, I hate that play.
They got Randy Moss, for God's
sakes.
Who does a better fade than that
exactly.
guy?
Exactly.
I mean, really, if you really wanted a storybook ending, Tom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Randy Moss crawls back out of his freaking failures and comes back and wins the Super Bowl with his signature play.
Right.
Why don't you throw it to him?
Yeah, he's the other one. Yeah, you could do it to him because he always can go up and get it. So, yeah, to Crabtree, he's not that big.
No, he's tall, but he's more of an inside receiver. Plus, the thing is, look, it's fourth and Super Bowl. You throw a fade, you have no time to see any other receiver. The throw has to be perfect.
Right.
The receiver has to be perfect. The feet have to be perfect. Everything has to be freaking perfect.
Yeah, it's a first down play to me.
Yeah, exactly. It's a throwaway play.
Right.
All right, it's not supposed to get intercepted. Of course, Madden doesn't agree. We'll get into that later. But yeah, you know, when you throw something like that, you've erased every other player on the field. You're not going to throw it. There's no tight end you can even look at. You can't look at a fullback or a running back out of the backfield. You can't look at his quick slant or a quick out. You can't look at anything else. It's got to be thrown almost immediately. It's a freaking loser play.
Mm. Yeah, I think I'd have been looking for Vernon Davis on fourth and goal there.
I don't know, man. You know, that you got Colin Kaepernick. They don't run the ball at all. They're within the 5-yard line. So, basically, the bottom line is this. You 49er fans that are crying about a call or a non-call, shut the hell up. All right? Your coach made a bad call. You had a whole first half, which you could have negated that call, and you failed.
Yeah, I mean, what do you call there? Fourth and goal. You got one shot at this. You got Colin Kaepernick, this great big physical fast quarterback. You've got Vernon Davis, you got Crabtree, you got Moss. I'm going to bootleg, roll out, and see if I can hit one of them. And if nobody's there, I'm going to try to power my way into the end zone.
Right. I'm at least going to extend the play a little bit. I'm not going to call hike and turn around and blindly throw it to the corner.
Yeah, and they completely let the one defensive player just let him come right at Kaepernick. They didn't even block him. I don't know. I don't get that last play call, but oh well. And, of course, you see Jim Harbaugh's just screaming, giving the holding signal on the sideline, going ballistic over there. And I'm like, come on, man.
Shut up, Harbaugh. You remember when he played against the Steelers and he was with the Colts in the AFC Championship game and that last play at the end of the game? I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
This poor schmuck. He always is just this close.
Yeah. Well, I still think, you know, I mean, Kaepernick's young. This is his third season as their coach, Harbaugh? Second or third season?
This was his second.
They got a bright future.
Well, let me look at that now. You know, they're going to have to get rid of Ted Ginn and his whole family. He's going to cost too much money. They're going to lose some of that defense, all right? They're going to have to pay some of these guys.
Oh, they will.
It's going to break up a little bit. Randy Moss isn't going to be there to get 10 catches.
They got a lot of young guys under contract there, man.
They'll be fine. That's San Francisco.
They'll be fine.
They got a lot of young guys in the basement, too.
I think they'll be just fine. What do you think of the commercials? Anything stand out to you?
I thought they sucked.
Yeah,
I thought it was a big disappointment. They didn't look like anything that should have been on a Super Bowl.
Well, you know, I think the problem is that the bar has been set so high. I mean, there's been so many great, great Super Bowl commercials. It's hard. It's hard to
I don't know.
It's hard to top one. I did love the goat. The Doritos goat. I loved when he screams. That was a ghost. It was great.
I don't know. The thing about the goat for me was it's like that movie that everybody tells you is so funny and you go see it and it's like, you know, you're such a letdown. Because on my Facebook page, the goat kept getting all these votes. So I said, all right, this must be funny because Doritos usually does all right. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to watch.
Oh, the Doritos so always has the best.
Finally, when it came on, I was like, oh, cool, here's the goat. And it was like, what? That's the... No.
Yeah.
My favorite commercial was an hour before the game. And it was a Cadillac commercial. Remember how you felt old the first time you heard Led Zeppelin playing in a Cadillac commercial?
Right.
You thought, damn, man. Well, the Flaming Lips are now selling Cadillacs.
They had another commercial, too, the Flaming Lips did.
The Flaming Lips. And the best thing about it is it's not like some yuppie guy in his 50s driving down some sunlit avenue while the Flaming Lips play on his stereo and the guy tells you all about the features of this new, you know, fine Corinthian leather and all that. It's them standing on the roof of a house in all their psychedelic outfits, screaming, hollering, and jumping up and down.
Speaking of setting the bar high, bar is it the model Bar Raffaele? However you say it. Barfly. Let's call her Barfly. That's good.
I don't know. See if she's not in the final cue to touch myself, I just don't care.
But. Yeah, kissing the nerd. How'd that go?
There are two sides to GoDaddy. There's the sexy side represented by Bar Raffaele. And the smart side that creates a killer website for your small business represented by Walter. Together, they're perfect.
At least you play the gay guys.
It's kissing, man. Oh, my. The biggest, nasty, sloppy kiss.
Gay.
I'm sorry. If you go on their website and watch the web version,
yeah,
his tongue is all up in her mouth.
Well, he said they did like 42 takes and he didn't mind.
I guess so. I would have kept saying, you know, I don't think I was feeling that one. Sorry, girl, could you move your hand a little bit? I tell you what, though, man, if they ever make a Far Side movie, remember that cartoon,
oh, yeah,
the Far Side?
Oh, yeah.
That kid, he looks just like that kid,
yeah,
from
he does,
all those cartoons.
He does.
However, as a web developer, I would like to say that there's nothing about Walter to me. I don't look like Walter at all. I could build you a nice website, and it would be nice if the blonde would come bang me.
Well, my favorite commercial was definitely this one.
Name for the combine?
Name?
Leon Sandcastle.
Who's the new kid?
Sandcastle?
Sandcastle. Looks like an ugly Deion Sanders.
Yeah, there's a guy who's telling you about Sandcastle.
Count up bars on Sandcastle.
He ran a 4.2.
4.240?
You guys are freak.
With the first pick in the 2013 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Leon Sandcastle.
How about that? NFL Network, to me, put out the best commercial in the Super Bowl.
4.240. What is he, Daryl Green?
Oh, he's Deion Sanders. Or, I mean, Leon Sandcastle.
Leon Sandcastle. See, that one to me was okay. I guess my favorite, if I had to pick one during the game, would be the guy that got the Joe Montana stain on his shirt.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good
That
one.
Was pretty funny.
That was
the
good
end of it was corny. You knew his wife was going to watch it, but I thought he was funny. The actor that was in the commercial, he was pretty funny.
Right.
It's Miracle Stain.
All right, now you found this clip of Hugh Douglas. Where in the world did you find this?
I have no idea. I really can't remember. It was 2 weeks ago, so you know, really, we're pushing it in terms of short-term memory for me.
It's like a public service announcement.
Somebody might have put it on our Facebook page. I'll say Diamond Joe, since he finds so many good ones. Thanks, Diamond Joe, for this one.
All right, Eagles fans, pay attention to this. Hugh Douglas has a message.
If you're a Super Bowl quarterback and you're leading your team on a game-winning drive, don't throw up. It upsets your teammates, and it's really gross.
Don't throw up.
But, Tom, it was the relative humidity. It was too high.
And Eagles fans still deny that he threw up. And there's Hugh Douglas telling you.
McNabb is making a comeback.
How about that?
I think, McNabb actually on the NFL Network the other day, because now he's on there,
right,
was talking about what his new rules are or what his ideas are, should be for what they should do with overtime.
Oh, God.
I know. Talk about somebody talking about something they have no idea about.
Right.
Give me 5 seconds here, and I'll find what he said.
Oh, no, McNabb. You should keep your mouth shut. Just read your teleprompter, McNabb. Don't go freestyle there.
All right. What he said was, Donovan McNabb says, with the new rules regarding the overtime, because we had a couple of those games this year where they went to the new rules, and I don't know, I guess it was all right. But he thinks that the team that scores first should be allowed to get a hot dog and go to the bathroom while the other team has to do push-ups.
What?
But when they come back, they get the ball at the 25-yard line. So it's a fair wash.
All right. Jeez. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we got to talk power outage.
Definitely.
Got to talk about this.
We've got power when we come back.
And the conspiracy theorists coming out of the woodwork everywhere. That's coming up next.
I've never been a part of a tie. Never even knew that was in the room. You know, I was looking forward to the next opportunity getting out there and trying to drive to win the game. But unfortunately, with the rules, you know, we settled with a tie.
Did you know the game was over when it was over?
Well, when the play was called, you know, I kind of figured that I guess there's ties in the NFL. So, I didn't know that.
You felt it was like another overtime?
Yeah. In college, there's multiple overtimes. I mean, high school and Pop Warner. I never knew in the professional ranks that it would kind of end that way. Hate to see what happens in the Super Bowl, or hate to see what happens in the playoffs.
Those guys are making a fool out of themselves. Rosenberger tried to come to his defense and made it worse, and Donovan tried to explain it in an intelligent way, and it's ridiculous, you know. He's almost acting as if, well, you know, you guys are introducing new rules to me. That's not a new rule, really. And as a quarterback, he should know that rule, and that is going to have some attitude on the aggressiveness, I think, of a team. If you know the game is going to be over and called a tie game, you might do some things differently leading up to that, right? You don't just play conservative and take a tie. You know, it's almost like a loss. So it was a bad demonstration of intellect, and these guys gave themselves excuses about too many rules, but that rule they should definitely know.
Help you?
VOTech.
VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
Top 10 things you don't want to hear at a Super Bowl party.
Oh, great.
Yeah, here we go. Number 10, I'll take your coach and Michael Vick will take your dogs. What? Number 9, if the Giants beat the spread, we get to keep the house. Ouch. Number 8, the clam dip has been unrefrigerated since the NFC Championship. Number 7, tell that Joey Bishop story again, Regis. Number 6, cool, Dick Butkus is here. Oh, sorry, ma'am.
Oh, man.
Number 5, surprise, welcome to your intervention.
Oh, you know.
Number 4, grizzly bear, run! Run!
Do not
run!
You do not want to hear that.
Number 3, why are we watching golf? Number 2, Letterman's here. And the number 1 thing you want to hear at the Super Bowl party, Bill Belichick has video of you in the shower. There you go.
We don't care who wins. We just want a really good storyline. In fact, we hope nobody wins tonight so we can keep playing this game.
Hi, this is Sean from Loboflex, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bury me with my guns on, so when I reach the other side, I can show him what it feels like to die. Bury me with my guns on, so when I'm cast out of the sky, I can shoot the devil right between the eyes.
The players are milling around the field. The field is shrouded, not in complete darkness, but it is significantly less light, certainly, here in the Superdome. And now the players are walking to the respective sidelines, and the scoreboards are out. The clock, obviously, is out. Fans have remained fairly calm, and there has not been a PA announcement yet to the fans here in the Superdome.
It was interesting watching Beyonce's halftime show and how much electricity that must have taken. You noticed the buzz. You actually said, do you hear that buzz in the building? And it sounded like, maybe a transformer, something buzzing, maybe overloaded. And that's the only thing that I could think of. I don't want to surmise anything else. I'm hoping and I'm praying that it's not anything other than that. We can only hope that the people that are supposedly taking care of this, the experts, are on it right now. But as you said, the players are kind of milling around in front of their benches. It's a very surreal feeling. About 3 minutes ago, right after the lights went out, you started to hear, let's go Ravens, let's go Ravens. But now that has calmed down. And really, there's not a lot going on. There's no announcement. We have no idea what's happening here. All I can tell you is that this is about as bizarre as it gets.
It was all Beyonce's fault, John.
Tom, the lights went out. That's pretty bizarre. That's about as bizarre as it gets. I wonder, was that Boomer Esiason?
It sounded like it.
I bet you that when he closes his refrigerator, it blows his f***ing mind. The light went out. Oh my God, this is the most bizarre thing ever. Help! Somebody keep an eye on Ray Lewis. He's going to start killing people.
I about fell asleep waiting for those stupid lights.
I played a video game.
Did you really?
I did. I told Max. Max was like, put it back on. I was like, Max, these are freaking high, big sodium lights. They're going to, as soon as they get the power back, it's going to take them 15 minutes before they're even on.
Right.
So, relax. So I went off and played Uncharted, I think.
So anyway, this power outage and penalties and everything, these conspiracy theorists. And what's funny is most of the conspiracy theorists think that the NFL did all of this so that the Ravens wouldn't win the game. But guess what? The Ravens won the game!
Yeah,
they won the game!
The NFL was on their side. The referees were making calls and everything like that.
God, shut up!
Really? I can't keep track of it, Tom. Either the NFL hates them or the NFL loves them.
you know, on the last play. What the hell's going on here?
Now, actually, though, now Jane just... It was because the 49ers just didn't play hard enough, John. They just weren't playing hard enough. Here's Jane calling in.
Okay. Let's go to Essex and get Jane. What's up, Jane?
Hey, hi. I'm just calling to let you know my husband and I are in a big disagreement. I think that it wasn't a hoax with the lights going out, but what Wayne, my husband, says it was, and I don't know. What do you think? He says it was a fix because the NFL hates the Ravens.
Oh. See, I'm with you, Jane. I don't think it was. I think it was just a bad situation.
He says he agrees with me.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
it was the first football game I ever watched.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and I think that those people, what do they call the 49ers?
Yes, they are. They're called.
I think they weren't playing as good as they should have been.
Well, at least,
or could have been, because it looked like they were slacking a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, at least in the first half they were, and they were down 21-6.
Those people, John, what do they call them, the 49ers?
What are these people? You call them the 49ers out there? They's looking like their mothers didn't tell them how to get working very hard. Looked like they could have maybe put a little more effort into things.
They were slacking.
My first time watching the Super Bowl, calling in here from Central Africa, me and my husband Tarzan are having an argument. This is Jane calling in. Buona, NFL hate Raven. Why don't you just go ahead and tell him that it wasn't that the NFL don't like him. Tarzan, honey, get off the vine. It's just that those 49ers look like they didn't just have it in them.
They were slacking.
They were slacking. Layabouts, bunch of hippies from San Francisco.
Let's see, we got another caller here, Darrell. He thinks the whole thing was a fix.
What's up, Darrell?
All right, I'm not a Ravens fan, all right?
You're not a Ravens fan.
Politics is killing the game of
politics.
Football.
What happened?
Because it led up to the Harbaugh brothers. It led up to this Ray Lewis. They cried everything he's crying about. And then those plays were very critical. Very critical.
What plays?
That holding. That holding on Crabtree, it was very critical. That cost him the game.
No, wait.
That's right.
The plays were very critical. What? I didn't hear the play criticize anything. He said that holding was very critical. Did you hear that holding criticize anything?
I didn't hear the holding criticize anything. However, he is right. The plays are critical, Tom, because without the plays, you really don't have much of a game.
What about the holding on Torrey Smith down the sidelines? What about when Burnell McPhee got held? What about when Flacco got hit 2 yards out of bounds?
Yeah.
But they called on Torrey Smith. If you look at the amount of calls that was called for San Francisco and the Ravens, it was no comparison. The Ravens got every call, even the first play with the 15-yard pass to Vernon Davis. Illegal formation. When Paul Kruger jumped the line for that sack.
Okay, does this radio show we're listening to, does it not have a producer that screens these calls and informs these people? All right, when you come on the air, make sure you take all the marbles out of your mouth.
They was calling all the calls that they was calling for the call. Call.
Before the ball was snapped, see that happening.
Now, Darrell, you started off by saying politics caused the Harbaugh Bowl, which means it also benefited San Francisco, but now you're saying that it just benefits the...
I'm not a fan of San Francisco.
No, you said the Harbaugh Bowl, though. That's right, San Francisco and Baltimore.
It was just this politics because, okay, we're going to get the Harbaugh brothers in the Super Bowl, and then we're going to just do this
Who's the
commissioner, whoever did it, whoever put that whole Super Bowl together.
The 336 people that it would take to fix an entire season and Super Bowl, those guys. What?
Tom, you know, Goodell has all reaching power.
Right.
You know, and it's all politics, man. It's all politics. I mean, we got an African in the White House who we don't even have a birth certificate for.
Right.
And that means that the NFL's going to set up a Harbaugh Bowl so that the Ravens can win.
Right.
Because nobody likes Ray Lewis. I mean, it's just ridiculous, Tom. I don't understand what... Really, the level of idiocy that goes on in this world right now, I don't know if it's a product of the internet. You know, people are out there. So many stupid people are easily duped now because any conspiracy theory catches water now. I mean, any of them.
Oh, yeah.
Barack Obama's from outer space. What? Really? Oh, my God. You get at least 100 people liking that page.
Let me tweet it. Let me post it on Facebook. Tell the world.
Right.
He's from Mars, damn it.
Have we always been that stupid? I mean, these are the people who won the game, right? These are callers to the people who won the game.
I know.
it was 28-6, and they come back to win 34-31.
So you're saying basically the Ravens win in Denver, the wins in Denver and New England were part of the fix.
Had to be, John.
It had to be, man.
No other explanation.
Got to be, because the whole world's against Ray Lewis.
And, you know, and they hate Tom Brady, and they hate Peyton Manning, so they want to see the Ravens win.
Because they hate Ray Lewis.
Right. They hate Ray Lewis, so they want to see the Ravens beat Tom Brady because they hate him. And, you know, nobody likes that Peyton Manning. Nobody likes him. And Andrew Luck, the NFL hates him.
Oh my God!
But they hate Ray Lewis. These people are crazy,
right? Man. And John, the 336 people that were involved with fixing this entire season in Super Bowl, they're all gonna keep that secret to themselves till their death.
Dude, they're gonna get on the plane that took all the Sandy Hook kids off to that little island that exists off the coast of the Atlantic, right? That, you know. So,
now those people are just sick, and I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, the level of conspiracy that goes on in this country, that people, and when you say to somebody, you got to be out of your mind, they go, oh, and look at you, you sheep.
Oh, my God. You know, I think you're right, though. I think it's the internet. I think it is absolutely the internet. People will believe anything.
Well, clearly, Tom, the power went out because, you know, the NFL wanted to see the Ravens lose.
Yeah, well, they hate Ray Lewis. Listen to this caller.
In the power outage. Now, personally, I believe somebody had something to do with it. Due to the fact that Phil Simms made a comment about what people thought about Ray Lewis down there in New Orleans.
Well, he's paying attention to what Phil Simms says.
Oh, what the hell what he did that for? I mean, really, why would you pay attention to what Phil Simms says?
Because he said something about what the people in New Orleans said about Ray Lewis. Listen.
And he said the word cheap came up more times than anything else. And I believe nobody wanted to see this man succeed and go out on top. And I thought that was just downright wrong, selfish, unprofessional for them to host the biggest game in sports history and this goes out to happen like this.
But he won! Damn, what is it with these people?
Everybody hates me, Tom, except for the amazing God.
Nobody wanted to see him win, but he did. Well, that's right. Because if God is on your side, John.
Right. Nobody wanted to see Ray Way win because he is only like the most overexposed athlete in the NFL right now. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. I turn on Madden to get my ass kicked by my son, which we'll talk about later. And there he is making a speech. Here I am on a video game. It's Video Ray. They're going to make me do my dick dance in the animated sequences. He's everywhere. These people are ridiculous. By the way, the show that this is from, this is Vinny Serrato's radio show.
Ah, okay.
General manager of the Redskins.
Okay.
Who can't work for the Redskins anymore, so he went 50 miles up the road and he works for the Ravens on the radio.
Well, Ray Lewis is everywhere. I saw a picture of him on Facebook yesterday. It was a picture of Ray Lewis, and it said, 2 Super Bowls and 2 murders. Top that, OJ.
And 6 kids through 4 women. I heard he celebrated by banging Wes Welker's wife.
I did like Darrell, that previous caller, when he said, down 28-6 and they come back to win 34-31. No, they hung on to win 34-31, you right. Idiot.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Somebody had something to do with this, Tom. Somebody, somewhere,
well,
had something to do with this.
They did, and Todd came up with the conspiracy theory that it's all because of Vegas, John.
Todd, what's up, Todd?
I think the power outage was due to, I think the people from Las Vegas that did that because, with the point spread, because the Ravens had so much momentum, and if they would have kept on scoring, then a lot of people would have lost, a lot of people would have lost money.
Idiot!
People from Vegas, what do they get out of a car, go knock on the door of the electrical room? Yeah, Candy Graham. Yeah. Got a package for you.
Tony the bookie got the big scissors, just clunk. A
couple of guys with crooked noses and pinstripe suits go running into the electric room. Nobody move here. Where's the off switch? Hey, where's the switch? We can blame it on that Beyonce. Yeah. Vegas, man. Guys from Vegas. Like, they can just waltz on into the electrical room, you know? I'll tell you what. Electrical problems happen, and what Boomer Esiason actually made sense. That Beyonce show took a hell of a lot of juice, man.
Yeah, that was actually very true, factual, that halftime show sucked up a lot of power, and that's probably what did it. That probably is what caused it.
Tell you what, I was thinking about Beyonce sucking on a hell of a lot more than power.
Well, yeah, she looked good. She dances good. But, oh, my God, man. I wasn't impressed. I'm sorry. I wasn't.
It was a reunion of Destiny's Child, Tom.
I know, and they didn't even sing Say My Name. What the hell's that all about?
I don't know, because to be totally honest with you, I couldn't freaking name one of their songs, but I'm glad you could, because that would kept the segment going. I wouldn't have been able to tell you.
If they didn't sang
Say My Name, it wouldn't, I don't know.
They didn't do that song. But the single ladies, put a ring on it, you know, whatever. Shut up.
Right.
Shut up. Just shut up and take your clothes off.
You know, they have medicine now that you can take that you don't need to wear those rubber rings. And besides, you know, anytime you go into one of those shops and you see those rings, they always have spikes on them and everything. And it just makes you feel completely gay wearing one of those.
A cock ring? You know.
Oh, wait, is that song about something else? I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, a lot of good dancing, and she can sing normally, but it was funny because she said, I will not be lip syncing during my Super Bowl halftime performance. Well, no, she wasn't. She just danced instead, and you could hear the vocal in the backgrounds of her singing while she just danced and didn't sing. She didn't move her mouth and pretend to sing. She just didn't sing.
Right. Well, you know, anybody that really honestly believes that people that do a show like that can actually sing while they do it, they might be able to for one or two songs, but after that, they're going to be like this. Holy fucking shit, I can't get my breath.
Yeah.
You know. So, fuck it. You get what you get when you get a show like that, and that's what you're looking for, right? You're not looking to see if she's a great singer, are you? I mean, really?
Yeah, nice effects, nice light show. Yeah,
it's pop music. Yeah. She was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in terms of what it is. And boy, the gay people are loving it. The gay people are absolutely loving it. Well, I tell you what, there's a guy that I play tennis with. He's one of the group, right?
Yeah.
He's obvious. And I went over the day after I played some tennis, and I was saying to him, I said, so what did you think of the game? And he goes, Beyonce killed it. I mean, he's ready to cry. I don't care about no game. Beyonce killed it.
That's hilarious.
So, you know, the NFL, I tell you what, they got a whole new demographic. Because Chris Culliver wasn't going to let me in the locker room, so they had to put them all out in the crowd.
Right. Now, this is this clip's a couple of weeks old, but we hadn't done anything with this yet, and I had to play this. It's funny because there was more to it that a lot of people haven't heard. He was being interviewed. Chris Culliver from the Niners was being interviewed by Artie Lang, who we love. Artie Lang.
Fat junkie Artie Lang.
Yeah. From, then, you know,
the old Howard Stern show,
which I loved, and... Yeah, here he is interviewing Chris Culliver.
Give me an under over on white chicks this week.
On white chicks?
Yeah, how many are you going to bang this week?
None.
None?
I can't bang no white chicks before the Super Bowl.
You probably do all right with the ladies, I assume, right?
Yeah, I do real good. I'm cool with the ladies. Hi, ladies.
Now, what about gay guys? Have any of them approached you?
Nah, I don't do the gay guys, man. Yeah. I don't do that. No.
Are there any on the 49ers?
Nah. They don't got no gay people on the team. You know, they got to get up out of here if they do. Can't be with that sweet stuff. Nah.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
But they might be able to play well. I mean.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
Nah.
You can't be. Be in the locker room. Nah.
Oh, okay. So they'd have to stay. Keep it a secret.
Yeah, you gotta come out 10 years later after that.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Really?
Can't be having none of that sweet stuff. I kept thinking to myself during the game, boy, wouldn't it be funny if after the game Anquan Boldin came out and said, you know, I ain't gay. I just felt like toasting his stupid ass for all the gay people he doesn't like because he beat the shit out of that guy.
Yeah.
Culliver, Torrey Smith caught that ball right behind him and then got up and ran right past him into the end zone. Did not have a good game.
Don't be a faggot.
Right.
Yeah. Like Deshaun Golson. His auntie would be yelling at him, you faggot, don't be bringing that shit home.
They don't got no gay people on the team. You know, they got to get up out of here if they do. Can't be with that sweet stuff.
They got to get up out of here. I like what he said. They got to wait and come out 10 years later.
Yeah. You got to beat up your boyfriend. Like the who's the one that's in trouble now? Because he beat up his boyfriend, he's in trouble. He used to be a 49ers defensive lineman. Oh, I can't remember his name. Somebody from the early 2000s.
Oh, I didn't.
I just like to see at the end of the, you know, end of the game, I could, or, you know, right after the championship, right? You could see that stupid idiot Jim Harbaugh with his mouth open, the way he's got his bottom lip open all the time, and his eyes are wide open like he's had 15 cups of coffee, and he comes into the locker room, and he says, "All right, everybody, who's got it better than us? Nobody! Oh, and no white chicks."
Oh, that was my favorite.
"I can't bang no white chicks before the Super Bowl."
That's it. Right on out, boy. Party all you want. Go down to New Orleans. Do all the things you want. You can hang out with all the blacks, Hispanics, and Asians that you can get. But no white chicks. That's it. Sweet stuff's up to you.
Right.
Sweet stuff's up to you.
So. Now the Super Bowl's over, though. I guess line the bang white chicks up. You're going to bang them all day.
Yeah, he had to break out his white chicks book. He has to keep them in a separate book. Nah, man, on the 49ers, if you're banging white chicks, man, I think they probably come down on you. What you doing, man? They get you in the back of the shower. You banging white chicks, man?
"I can't bang no white chicks before the Super Bowl."
That's so funny, man.
Well, you know, it goes back all the way from, you know, the beginning of sports, man. It's what your manager always tells you. It starts with boxing. And no white chicks before the fight. Simple as that.
All right. Now, I understand you have some complaints.
Did I have some complaints?
You have some complaints about a certain video game.
Oh, yeah, dude. All right. Look. All right. Okay, granted, people are going to laugh because I am late to the party. I just got a PS3 like 3 months ago. All right. Finally. I don't play these things enough to really care so much that I have to have the latest and greatest. Okay. But... So immediately I go and buy Madden, all right? My son and I have been pretty evenly matched, you know, for a long time playing Madden. It's usually fun playing with him, but now he beats the living shit out of me, which, okay, I can get with that, but dude, what did they do to this game?
What did they do?
Well, for one, the controller is exactly the same, right? The controller is identical to a PlayStation 2. There's nothing different about it at all except that one button in the middle that turns the game on and off. But everything else is laid out exactly the same. So what do? They take the juke button, which was in a perfect position, and they change that to the pitch button. So now when I run through the hole, I throw the fucking ball on the ground. And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? He's throwing the ball on the goddamn ground. It's stupid what they've done. You know what? Now, if I want to do stiff arm, all right, stiff arm is now the X button, okay, where that used to be the sprint. Now the sprint is down here at R2, okay? So that used to be the stiff arm button down there.
If it works, you're a genius. If it doesn't work, you're stupid.
Right. Okay, look, they got this total control passing, all right, which I can get into. I can deal with that, all right? I can live with that. But you know what? Oh, my God, dude. I go to push the R2 button when it comes to passing. That used to be the pump fake, right? R2, pump fake. Poop, poop, pump fake. Now the R2 button is the sprint button, so I'm back in the pocket thinking I got a guy. Okay, I can do a pump fake here, and I run square into the goddamn back of the goddamn offensive line. Bam! I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I see it coming, I try to juke, and I throw the ball on the ground.
Oh,
shit!
No.
I don't understand why. I said to Max, I said, why did they take this controller and flip it all around? He says, oh, so they can match the Xbox. God damn it. If I wanted a freaking Xbox, I'd bought a fucking Xbox. What the fuck did you people do?
All right, folks, listen. I'm sure you all heard the same thing I just heard, and that is that John's getting his ass kicked by his son, and he doesn't like it, and he needs to make an excuse.
An excuse? All right. I am getting my ass kicked. However, the last game that we played, I won. So, it's not like I get my ass kicked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not like he's beating me all the time.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, I understand a controller change. I get that. How long have you been playing
Madden itself
on the PS3?
Oh, since late November.
Okay. Yeah. You got to, you know, come on. I mean, you'll get there. Just keep playing.
I know. My main gripe is, okay, you got a game that works. It's the best, most popular game that's great. Okay, so you're going to get the controller. You're going to make a new system. Everything's going to be upgraded. The controller's going to have the exact same layout, so we're going to change everything around. They're not even in any common sense, dude. I mean, seriously, the juke button is now the pitch.
I don't know. I don't know why they did it all. Maybe it has something to do with playing online. I don't know, but sounds to me like your son. You know,
he's the most dangerous player in the NFL.
Yeah, it's the only thing I can.
He is. He is.
No,
Max has these plays that he runs where he does the same thing. Where he'll snap the ball and take his quarterback and run back 40 yards where nobody can get to him, and he'll wait and then throw the freaking ball.
Oh, he's a cheese ball player.
Yeah, he's not so much.
Well, I got news for Max. If he wants to play cheese, he ain't gonna like what I do to him.
Well, see, here's the thing. You know,
I'll get it. I'll recover an onside kick every time if he wants to play like that.
See, that's the thing. I told him the other day. I beat him the last time we played, right? But I'm still trying to learn this controller. I'm still trying to figure it out. So, okay, you've got it figured out. Just play me a game of football. Don't glitch me. I'm beating him at halftime, right? But he kicks off. He kicked the field goal with like 3 seconds to go in the half. So he had to make a kickoff. So what's he do? He does this little freaking squib that he knows that he can recover every time. And it's like, you, God damn it. In the words of Bill Cosby, I brought you into this world. I will take you out. You want to beat me? Play football. Don't be glitching me. I got enough problems figuring out the controller. I mean, isn't it enough that I run through the line on a dive play and fumble because I throw the ball on the ground?
Glitching back.
I don't know the glitches. I don't have time to sit around and do all
that. Well, go to YouTube. What the hell's wrong with you?
I know, but every time I go to YouTube, dude, there's a puppy doing something cute, and there's some cats, and I got to just...
Yeah, obviously, you know, you should know, if you go to the internet to have people vote on something, it's always going to come up cats. Always. Proof. Yeah.
What did I see that?
Proof.
What did I see that the other
Monopoly.
Day?
The new game piece in Monopoly is a friggin' cat.
The cat. I think it should have been a gun.
A gun. I wanted the guitar.
Yeah. No, I like the gun. Like a cannon. That would have been cool.
Anyway.
Something you can blow the shit out of you. You're not going to pay me rent?
Blam! All right, so we hit the off season, and last year I don't think we did one show until August. Well, that will not be the case this year.
Okay, good.
We will do some shows. There won't be every week, but we will do one, and we do have one coming up with the what we call the prediction show, where we play. All these predictions from the beginning of the year, and you know, all these experts that know exactly what's going to happen and tell us how and why and all of that kind of stuff. And we'll get into that in our next show. And it'll be a couple, 3 weeks, but it won't be August. All right.
That's always fun.
So
that's always
we'll
fun.
Do that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got some emails today, and I got some stuff from the Facebook page. First off, congratulations to our longtime listener, Andrew Saltzwimmer, our buddy Salty. If y'all remember, he is the guy who drove his lawnmower into the lake listening to us. Salty has now had a baby. He's a proud papa, so congratulations to him. And all right, so right here on the top of the freaking Facebook sound off page, all right, the sound off thread is Stuart Reeve, our buddy Reevesy over there in the UK. This just in from Liz Tilliard: Johnny doesn't get laid. And here he is holding up his daughter to prove that he does. So that's got a smack there. Now you realize that's the first niece of the show. That's Chloe.
Right.
All right. Now Reevesy likes the idea. He says that sounds pretty good over in America. She could have Uncle John, and unfortunately, Tom, that makes you Uncle Tom, which I believe makes you a cornbread brother.
Oh, jeez.
So apparently, John Tilliard was very popular on Facebook this week because Ben Boyce, the winner, says, big shout out to the Tilliards, me, who won the Gridiron Playoff Challenge. I get John's toenail.
Tilliard!
I'm thinking seriously. I might get like a toenail bronzed and make a little trophy out of it.
He has no toe!
apparently, Diamond Joe says that Jim Nance had some emails to George W. Bush hacked. I can't see how that could be exciting
what?
At all. I can't see where... Yeah, Jim Nance corresponds with George W. Bush.
Oh, for God's sake.
George H., one of them. If it's the George H.W. Bush, I can't see how that could be exciting at all, because I doubt that he even knows how to use email. Remember when he couldn't figure out how to use a goddamn scanner at the grocery store?
Right.
Holy crap, oh my God.
Jeez.
Joe Sturr wants to know which hand is more chafed on John, Tilliard, the right or the left? Well, what are you, Tilliard, the righty or lefty?
I don't care.
I'll be honest. Well, my left hand can do two things. It can run up and down the neck of a guitar, and it can type a couple of letters, and then it can do one other thing. So I ain't saying anything else. Tilliard ignored them all like the gentleman that he is and wanted to know. It was rather fitting that one of the ads in this year's Super Bowl was a trailer for Star Trek's Into Darkness, which is a pretty good pun, I guess.
Right.
Which looked pretty good, and I thought that looked pretty good, too. All right, let me check the absolute mailbag. That's our Facebook page. Yeah, this comes in from Tom Hershey. Please do more mocking of Ray Ray. I just can't get enough. He wants me to mock Ray Ray, Tom. He just can't get enough of getting his getting told to pull his pants up. Chris Russell did a radio show last night live from NOLA, and the subject was about Ray Ray Lewis and the latest news on the deer antler stuff. Did you hear about this deer antler stuff, Tom?
I did.
They say Ray, it come directly from God, Tom. It is amazing deer antler spray straight from heaven. And Ray got the spray directly on his arm, and it turned him into a murdering beast that went out on the field and played pretty much the worst game I've seen him play all year. Really didn't think he played all year. Oh, God. Anyway, he says he called up on a radio show and says he got through via the phone and did his best John and Tom impersonation of Ray Lewis, and he was able to get a few good comments in, such as, no weapon except the ones we sported Sports Authority could be used against us, and yelling at him about pulling his pants up around the waist, and then they dumped him off the air.
That's great. That's pretty good.
Way to go, Tom.
I want to hear that audio. Right. Can we get that audio? Check the website.
Tom, right? Yeah, Tom, write to us and tell me what radio station that's from, and I'll see if I can't go dig up a podcast for that. That'll be fun to hear. Oh, anybody, please. Look, man, you know, go on. Make fun of people on the radio shows. Record yourselves doing it. Put the Bang Cartoon Radio out there. Put the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour out there. One of the things that we really need to work on is getting the name out, because really, without me making cartoons right now, there's no other way to get the name out other than you guys telling people. I don't advertise anywhere. So, and we don't put the show on any other websites or anything like that. So, you know, spread it out there. We've got like almost 500 Facebook friends right now. Let's see if we can't get that sucker up to 700 before the freaking season starts. Let's get it up to 800.
Oh, we ought to be able to get it up higher than that.
Well, yeah, I know, but I want to, you know, I don't want to get them all, you know, get all, geez, that's way too much. I don't want to find 800. So, you know, start something that you can see.
We have 5,000 Facebook friends.
We should have 5,000 Facebook friends, and I'm pretty pissed off at everybody that we don't. So get on the goddamn stick. All right. Anyway, that's all I got for this week.
All right. Well, go to our Facebook page if you're not there already, and we'll do it again next time.
All right. Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Cartoon.